Are you a healthy person? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Elizabeth Abbey, assistant professor of health sciences at Whitworth University, examines how complicated the answer to this question can be and how many sources the answer may come from.
How would you define health? Is it exercising and eating right? Do you think of health in only physical terms, or do you also include aspects of emotional and social health? Next question. If you wanted to get healthy, who would you seek out? Your physician, a personal trainer, a psychologist? What about a pastor? Pastors work in the realm of spiritual health, but should they care if I'm eating my fruits and vegetables? If we define health as a state of complete physical, mental, social, and spiritual well-being, seeing these as interconnected, then perhaps yes. Pastors are in a position to promote health at all levels, but are they ready, willing, and able to take on this role? To answer this question, my co-investigator, Dr. Stacy Keough George, and I conducted an online survey and phone interviews with pastors in our geographic area. We found that while pastors frequently define health holistically, as in mind, body, and spirit, they are generally narrowly focused on the spiritual domain. If congregations do engage in health-related programming, it usually isn't integrated with church theology or done in a systematic way. The pastors that we surveyed were generally supportive of the idea of offering health-related programming. It just isn't something that they have considered or learned in their theological training. As authority figures in their congregations, pastors could play a significant role in encouraging holistic health. As social institutions, churches can also serve as gathering places and support networks for health promotion efforts to their members in the broader community. The next step is to consider how pastors and congregations are or aren't supported in this endeavor and whether such programming is effective. Are there models of holistic health promotion done well? And what impact can it have on communities and the broader church?
That was Elizabeth Abbey of Whitworth University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.